You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up during the confirmation hearing for Defense Secretary, General James Mattis testified that he believed a growing threat to American military interests abroad was climate change. We'll speak with an expert to learn more about his break with the Trump administration there and how the military is responding to climate change. Now a new installment in a year-long series called State of Change, Water, Food, and the Future of Wisconsin. Dairy farms in Wisconsin have become increasingly reliant on immigrant workers. Farmers say it's difficult to find U.S.-born workers to fill these jobs. As Alexandra Hall reports, fear and uncertainty caused by recent shifts in immigration policies are making the problem worse.
26-year-old Rosa and her husband Manuel used to do the grocery shopping together. The couple would take the kids to Walmart and make a day of it. But lately, Manuel goes alone.
Imagínese que por ahí nos agarren y mis hijos. Tengo miedo de que me los quiten.
Sitting in her kitchen on a dairy farm in Pepin County, Rosa says, imagine if immigration officers picked us up there. I'm scared they'll take my kids away.
Sí salimos, pero a menos que sea una emergencia.
She says we do go out, but only if it's an emergency. Rosa and Manuel came to the U.S. to work on farms years ago. We're not using their real names because of their immigration status. They always planned on someday going back, but recent shifts in immigration policy by the Trump administration motivated them to set a date. In June, once their oldest son finishes out the school year, Rosa will get on a plane with the kids and Manuel will drive their car back across the border. According to a 2015 study by Texas A&M University, over half of workers on dairy farms in the United States are immigrants. In Wisconsin, as farms get bigger and the need for workers grows, so does their value to the industry. The uncertainty around immigration combined with an already fragile labor market has farmers worried.
I think we've been short two or three people for like a year. I mean, they're not coming here like they were.
Finding people and keeping them has gotten especially tough for dairy farmers like Nora Gillis. She co-owns a farm in Buffalo County.
There's everybody that I know is emailing or calling. Do you have anybody extra? Or I don't know if it's out of fear or it's just that there's less coming, and I mean, they'll drop you and go somewhere else for a little bit more money.
Guillermo Ramos started off here as a milker on Nora's farm shortly after crossing the border illegally in 1999. He's now the farm manager. He says he's seen farms in this area grow with undocumented labor. And now workers like him are living in fear that they won't be able to stay. He says people say that immigrants like me have stolen jobs from people here, but in 17 years, I have never seen a person who was born here come and say to my boss, you know what, I'm looking for a job, I want to milk cows. Researchers from Texas A&M predict that if immigrants were suddenly gone, retail milk prices would nearly double. That's a big deal for Wisconsin, which is the number one state for cheese in the country, number two for milk. Here's farmer John Rosenau.
If ICE came in here and checked my employees and found that they were undocumented, and those 10 people left, my next option, of course, is to try to find a market for my cows and sell out. And I wouldn't be able to farm anymore.
Rosenau says he knows at least one farmer who's considering selling his cows now while there's still a market for them. And he says shutting down means American workers would also be out of a job.
Before the election, there was a lot of discussion. Everybody was concerned about immigration reform, but most of the farmers that I talked to, I can't vote for Hillary. And I don't like Trump. And now that Trump's elected, they say that they have hope and that he didn't really mean what he said. And so we'll see.
Meanwhile, Nora Gillis urges her employees to do the same.
Don't freak. I mean, all you can do is just see what's going to happen. You know, don't jump the gun. Because, I mean, you just can't. You just have to have faith that it'll work out. And don't leave. Let's see what's going to happen here.
Alexandra Hall, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Alexandra Hall is a reporting fellow for WPR and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, and she joins us now to tell us more. Alex, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
How have things changed for workers and for farmers in Wisconsin's dairy industry since Donald Trump was elected?
Well, I think that there is definitely a lot of fear and anxiety in farming communities, probably since like the late 90s, farming communities in Wisconsin have really come to rely on immigrants because as farms grow in number, the farms get bigger. So you have to make sure that those cows are milked. So you need more people on hand. And farmers are telling me that Americans just aren't willing to do those jobs. And immigrants have, over the past 10, 20 years, been there to supplement that workforce. Now, with these changing immigration policies, you've got policies like 287G, where local law enforcement can kind of act as immigration officers in their communities. You've got the scope of who is a priority for ICE expanded. And also the president's talking about building a wall. So that creates a lot of anxiety in communities where immigrants work on these farms.
In your piece, you spoke with both workers and farmers. Let's start with the farm workers themselves. What did they tell you about what their experience is like today?
Well, their experience is that, they've been working on farms in these rural communities for years, sometimes for decades, and that they felt relatively safe before. Now they're living in fear, especially those that have families. I think that some of the single men who are working on farms aren't as preoccupied with the changing immigration policies, but the ones with families are especially afraid to be out in public because if they are apprehended by ICE, by immigration agents, then they could be separated from their families, and a lot of them have investments. They have homes and cars here. They've been here for a really long time, so they're really scared of being separated from their families.
In your piece, you write that an estimated 51% of all dairy workers in the United States are immigrants. So given that figure, are there any kind of estimates about the composition of who's working on dairy farms in Wisconsin?
Well, so we do know that there's just over half nationwide. That's a study from a couple years ago that says that just over half are immigrants and that 79% of the milk that's produced in this country comes from farms where immigrants work. It's hard to say how many are undocumented because farmers aren't required to be documents experts. You know, when you apply for any kind of job in the United States, you have to fill out an I-9, and that requires providing materials like a passport or driver's license, birth certificate, social security card. But all of those documents can be fabricated. And so farmers aren't required to go beyond, looking at a piece of paper or a birth certificate and saying, this looks like it could be real. And, they're not submitting any of that paperwork to government agencies. Only if they're audited would you be able to find out for sure, because many of these farmers aren't using E-Verify. It's not required, and they probably don't want to because they really need those workers. The industry relies on them. So, at the same time, farmers aren't naive. I think that they, especially when they're working with workers for years or for decades, you're very open with people. They become members of your family, so to speak. So it's hard to say how many are undocumented, but I would expect many of them are.
We're talking with Alex Hall right now, an investigative reporting fellow for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and also for Wisconsin Public Radio. And we're looking at her research into workers in Wisconsin, the immigrants who work on dairy farms in particular in this industry. What are dairy producers trying to do to keep their employees?
I think they're trying to keep them there, first of all. They want them to feel relaxed, and considering the political situation, obviously there's so much fear and anticipation of what's going to, not only the policies that have changed already, but what's going to happen next. It's really interesting. I spoke with, because especially in rural areas of the state that really heavily supported Donald Trump in the election, you would ask yourself, why would farmers support a presidential candidate who wanted to deport all of their workers? And it's really interesting. I spoke with one woman, Amy, who asked that we not use her last name. She's a farmer in Clark County, and she said that she didn't want her workers to know that she voted for Trump because she didn't want them to think that she would give them away to immigration officers. And at the same time, she felt like she had no other choice but to vote for him because she felt that a Clinton administration would have meant higher taxes, way more regulations, and that her business, that her farm would have gone out of business or would have had a greater chance of going out of business. So it just shows the conflicting relationships that exist in these communities. On the one hand, the workers are valued, and on the other hand, some of these farmers, I think, feel that they have to had to pick between two poisons, as this one farmer talked about it.
So given that, what did you hear from farmers about what they're hoping for immigration policy going forward?
Well, I think most farmers in the dairy industry in Wisconsin, the number one thing that they want is for a guest worker program. Right now, if you are a farmer who farms seasonal crops like, say, sweet potatoes, blueberries, tobacco in other states, North Carolina, Kentucky, you can apply for workers from other countries to come temporarily through a H-2A visa program. And, workers will come in the spring and plant your crops, and then they'll stay for months, and they'll tend and trim the crops, and then they'll harvest in the fall, and then they'll go home. Dairy is not like that. The cows need to be milked 3 times a day, 7 days a week, all year round, rain or shine. And so there, as it stands now, there are no guest worker programs for year-round work in agriculture. So that puts dairy farmers in a really tough position. They don't have a way to ensure that their workers can reside and work legally in the United States.
Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Alexandra Hall. She's a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism.